אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Australian jury lost one of its greatest leaders this past week. I lost a brother. So there's no report from Israel, only the news from Sydney. Jeremy Jones, former president of the Executive Council of Australian Jury and community stalwart, father, husband and brother, passed away on Wednesday after a two-year battle with cancer. He fought his disease in the same way that he fought against injustice and prejudice, with determination, courage, patience and dignity. Until his last hours, he maintained his sense of humor. Until his last moments, he was able to express his love for his family and his adherence to his faith. Jeremy was born in Melbourne, the fourth child and first son of Geraldine and Justin Jones. Before he was 2 years old, our close-knit family moved to Adelaide and then to Sydney, where Jeremy lived from the age of five. I remember him in his early years as a beautiful little boy who often had stones or snails in his pockets, who loved matchbox cars, and who was a willing participant in our fantasy games and in our commercial enterprises, including selling almonds picked from the tree in our back garden. He was so sweet that he increased our appeal to customers, until our parents discovered what we were doing and made us return any money we'd earned. He was never intimidated by his sisters, and we never viewed him as too little to play with us. He was there, naturally, gradually contributing to the games we invented and the adventures we shared. He was often braver than us, especially when it came to blue-tongued lizards and other wildlife. He was clever and succeeded academically, no less than our parents expected from him. He was accepted into the opportunity class for gifted children and even there excelled. When the Department of Education turned down our mother's request to allow him to attend a different public high school from his three sisters, she relented on her opposition to private schools and allowed for that contingency. Jeremy won a scholarship to Sydney Grammar. There, his political activism began. He succeeded in his campaign to stop the compulsory participation in cadets. He was opposed to the military symbolism, even at age 12. Our parents supported him, but Jeremy did all the campaigning. He instinctively knew how to bring about change, and his skills only got stronger. Jeremy was not a pacifist. He supported fighting for justice and never wavered in his support for the state of Israel in all her battles. But he also knew that a competitive approach was less likely to bring success than an approach based on reasoned debate and negotiation. In order to hone his skills, he enthusiastically joined in the conversation at our dinner table, where debate was the normal conversation and where clever puns and wit could earn points. His parents and his sisters were all enthusiastic debaters, and it could have been intimidating. But Jeremy listened until he was ready to make the irrefutable argument or to throw out the line that made us all laugh so much that there was no comeback. Later, he was to take debating out of the home into the competitive arena, both into school and with Maccabi. It was through debating that he first met Naomi, his perfect partner. Interestingly, their subsequent relationship was anything but adversarial, even though both had the talent to outdo the other in a battle of words. But they chose to be on the same side, and a debate is not much fun without someone arguing against you. Jeremy actually stopped debating altogether at some point and instead became a master of persuasion, not through argument, but through conversation and friendly exchange of ideas. Jeremy's contribution to interfaith relations began even before high school. Being the only Jewish child in the class and having to explain oneself was something our family was used to. But it was at Sydney Grammar, where he had a cohort of Jewish classmates who were unable or unwilling to speak out as Jews, that he saw the true value of building relationships and took the exercise to a different level. He became a trusted spokesperson and a trusted listener. Jeremy understood that dialogue is a two-way street, and he had the maturity and intelligence to truly engage in dialogue. There was a year where all four of us Joneses, not Quentin, who was much younger, were at university, We were all studying different things, all politically engaged in different ways, and all representing Jewish students in one way or another. Jeremy was a leader from day one. He was soon a role model for us in negotiations and building relationships. Jeremy's intelligence, his intellectual prowess, had been evident from a very young age. But what was now clear was that Jeremy had an equally strong social intelligence. He knew how to nurture allies and he knew how to build friendships. For him, the latter was far more important. In fact, Jeremy sacrificed political alliances for genuine friendships, just as he rejected expediency for principle. Jeremy was always true to himself and committed to the causes for which he fought. He had rejected debating not just because it was less effective, but because it might require you to argue a cause in which you did not believe. That was not my brother. He might choose not to speak or tactically assess when to speak, but he would not compromise on what needed to be said. He often allowed others to say things which contradicted his own views and not attempt to silence them before gently and convincingly explaining his position. He rarely argued, though I did hear him cleverly undermining a previously stated position. He usually used a combination of humor, trivia, and deep wisdom when making a point, an irresistible blend of humanity and intellect. Jeremy brought me into the world of interreligious dialogue, so I owe him my current career. I've been able to say proudly that I am Jeremy's sister. Only a matter of weeks ago at an international conference, so many participants from different places and different faiths sent their love to him. My children have written about him, and Merav, my eldest, wrote the following while waiting to join the live stream of the funeral. She said, "I'm reflecting on my memories and my love for my uncle, who lived a life of service, but also a life of play, fun, and boundless beauty." She acknowledged how he helped her when she went to Toronto. She said, "I've been able to do things here thanks to him that I would not otherwise have done." Then she added, "Growing up, the dinner tables we shared with Uncle Jeremy were the ones I didn't ever want to miss. Whatever else was going on in the family, somehow when Jeremy was around, the conversation was guaranteed to be both highly intellectual and ridiculously entertaining at the same time. The level of challenge varied and deepened as we got older, but it was always there and never got old and certainly never dry." As Gidon said yesterday, and Merav continued, the Seder table was, as for many families, the highlight of the year. And if you have ever been to one of the Seders our family hosted, you will know our Chag Gadiah, on which Jeremy has the copyright, as far as I'm concerned. I know we aren't the only family to give an animal or a character to each person to make the sound of when it comes to their part of the song, with the song getting faster and full of meows and barks. Still, I'm pretty sure there aren't many families that get on their feet and sing the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah when it's time for the sound of the Almighty. Oh, and the snip of the scissors for 8 days in Who Knows One, that's priceless. I can still see Uncle Jeremy's serious face while the rest of him is doing the silliest things, and his very intelligent comments are also slapstick comedy. I'm sure I'll never be as funny as he was, but his humor is making me and my kids and their friends laugh when I get it right. Towards the end of his days, Jeremy became an incredible photographer. He may always have been, but he gave photography a different kind of attention later in life and shared his gift with the family. So he's left us with laughter and beauty and a memory of an incredible man with many hats. I miss him as I write, said Merav, and I miss him so much, I say, as his sister. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting, not from Jerusalem, but from Sydney. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.